Thanks for being with us here this morning. Well, a lot of news happening. Every medical provider, I think, in the country has been rather busy as of late. I mean, it's been going on for a couple of years, but even more so as of late with the Omicron variant. And, of course, locally here are some things going on with the hospital closing. What do we do? What do we do? Can OSF handle all this? And joining us to talk more about some of the things happening is the president of OSF St. Mary Medical Center, Lisa DeKeys. Well, Lisa, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning.
There she is.
Good morning.
There she is. Well, Lisa, thanks so much for coming in with
us
here this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Well, all right. So let's start right off. I know you guys, number one, you're getting inundated with patients because of the COVID-19. So one question, my guess is, because I've seen posts on social media from a lot of different providers, that if you're not symptomatic, please don't show up at the emergency room. Are you getting that here at OSF?
You know, we are. We're not unlike any other healthcare provider across the state and across the country, where we do have individuals that are presenting. They're concerned. You know, do I have the virus? What does it look like if I do? I want to get on top of it. So they're seeking help to get tested and to be evaluated. And, you know, we really just need to remind our community that it's really important that emergency room visits be reserved for true emergency room visits, things that are urgent or emergent, you know, and to access other points of care via their primary care physicians, the clinics, the prompt cares. If for more mild symptoms or concerns, there are community testing sites available for those who just want to know, you know, do I have it? Those types of things. But we really need to ensure that we're urging our communities, you know, here locally and everywhere, to please reserve those emergency room visits for true emergencies.
Yeah, I mean, because you can be positive and be asymptomatic. You can be symptomatic, but it can be cold-like symptoms. But yes, you can be really, really sick then.
I guess
it's no different than any other time prior to COVID.
Right.
If you were sick enough that you felt you needed to go to the emergency room, then I guess you treat it the same way.
Exactly. You know, we're in something new here. You know, this pandemic is the first for us in our lifetime. You know, it's concerning. It causes anxiety. And so people do tend to lean toward coming in to be evaluated. We do understand that. We understand the anxiety and the concern. But it's really important to reserve those emergency room resources for true emergencies, just as we would have prior to the pandemic.
Yeah, and I guess I should also say, if you feel bad enough, you go to the emergency room. I guess first thing is contact your GP.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Give your provider's office a call. Talk with them about how you're feeling. Let them help direct you to the right point of care to receive the services you need based on how you're feeling and what they feel your true level of care is.
Lisa DeKeys, president of OSF St. Mary Medical Center, joining us here this morning. Well, let's talk a little bit about the white elephant in the room here, the closure of Cottage Hospital. And people say, well, OSF can't handle all this. What are they going to do? Well, let's talk about that. Of course, yes, there are a lot of places that are short on staff. I don't know if that's the case with you guys. And again, as we just talked about, a lot of people showing up, you know, probably unnecessarily at the emergency room, has got you maybe a little bit overwhelmed. But is this anything new? I mean, there's always an influx of new patients here or there. I guess this would be another influx, but there's ways to go about becoming a patient at OSF.
Yeah, absolutely. And I really appreciate you asking that question. It's great to get that direct from the source. Important that people are getting their information from those who know this community and market best and are current and up to date on that information. And so I want to share a little bit about that. You know, OSF has absolutely been preparing for this for some time now. We obviously remain very astute to our market. We've been monitoring this. The last 2 years has been head down solid work preparing and really in anticipation of what we saw occurring at Cottage Hospital and really building our infrastructure, supplies, resources, staffing, ensuring we've been recruiting very heavily. I've had very positive recruitment activity in the past few years for providers and specialists to really truly build St. Mary to an intermediate hub here in the region to support the area. OSF is incredibly invested in this region and has been for a long time now. We've been growing and thriving, really based on just true commitment to being here long term to serve our community. So this didn't catch us by surprise. We aren't caught off guard. This is not an overnight influx of patients. We have been seeing a gradual influx of patients for the past few years and certainly has escalated the last, I would say, 6 to 9 months as we've really seen service lines reduced and the financial instability, change of ownerships occurring. You know, OSF is always going to be poised and ready to serve our communities. We're committed here, but we also want to do it with great integrity, and we respect the cottage employees, the staff, the providers who have experienced this over the past few years. We've been supportive. We are really recruiting heavily. We have a lot of cottage employees who now have moved over and are starting to work with us at OSF, and we are so happy and blessed to welcome them onto our team to continue to care for our community. So we absolutely are poised and have been preparing ourselves to be the sole community provider now for at least the past 2 years. So this is not something that has caught us off guard.
Yeah, and you know, I think a lot of people saw it coming, cottage employees included,
yes,
and
yeah,
we all knew it would happen, but just the quickness of the what just happened over the last couple of weeks,
sure,
was maybe a little bit of a surprise, but again, in some respects,
yeah,
probably you working in the industry, maybe,
yes,
not from what,
yeah,
you had seen over the last couple of years.
Yeah, no, very true. And, you know, there are kind of more standard ways that things like this occur, and nobody ever wants to see a hospital close. It's painful. Any of us in healthcare, and certainly in our communities, it hurts. And nobody ever wants to see that occur. However, it's important that, you know, our communities have that stability and security of high-quality healthcare services with a really strong foundation. And, you know, that's what we're here to provide. And certainly, you know, we have really been working hard to just ensure that we are supporting our community and supporting those cottage, you know, the cottage team. I had the opportunity to meet we do new employee orientation every few weeks, and yesterday I had the opportunity to sit down with a wonderful new team that we onboarded just yesterday and just talk through that with them and what does that look like and how do we support you and welcome to our OSF family. And that's really who we are. And so we've been preparing for this. Our teams are excited to welcome them to our team, and gives them the opportunity to continue to work local and care for their community members, which is really what their heart is all about. And it's what our heart is about at OSF. So it makes perfect sense to bring them aboard and continue to be able to serve as a sole provider here in the community and their surrounding area.
One is, a patient, don't make assumptions, because I see on social media, OSF will hire all of them. Well, that's not the case. It's not that easy, number one.
Sure.
They have to be qualified for what it is that you do, and you have certain needs at OSF, and there are certain people that are going to be qualified and that you will hire, and you've done some of that. So just, you know, people can't assume, like, okay, well, my doctor or this person, whatever, is going to be over there now. But
right,
you can't make that assumption.
Sure. Yeah, I know it's never that simple, but certainly, you know, we take very seriously, you know, we qualified healthcare professionals and healthcare workers, certainly they're in demand and need everywhere. But, you know, certainly you're correct. I mean, we have certain needs. We have openings. Those openings are available for anyone from staff to providers to individuals to apply for. And you know, and we at OSF are committed to high quality care, committed to right fit culture, all of those things that you'd want to see as a community, because that certainly that impacts the patients and the care you receive with us. So we take all of those factors into mind as we begin to form up that team further. And we are really actively doing that as we speak on all levels. And it's going overall very, very well. And so it's a time really for our community. What I'd love to see is for our community to step back, and while I know this hurts and it's difficult, we feel that, I also want them to understand the blessing of being Galesburg and being a community and being a rural community who still has a healthcare system who is strong and viable long-term, who is solely committed to caring for this community and region, and we stand fast in that. And we're unshakable in that. And so I really hope our community can take pause. I know the media and the frenzy that's occurring, you know, I really hope we can shift to a sense of, you know, feeling thankful that we still have that open to us here. We at OSF are, and I as a leader, absolutely passionate about ensuring high-quality health care to rural communities, and that's what we will continue to do.
Lisa DeKiesel is president of OSF St. Mary Medical Center, also OSF Homely Family over in Monmouth as well. So before we get into talking about people and their providers, if they had somebody with the other group that's left and or has maybe come over to OSF and thinking, well, I can jump over there with them, I guess the first thing we need to talk about is insurance. It's a brand new year, mm-hmm, new insurance policies, mm-hmm, and some times things change within your policy. Different insurers will only handle certain providers. So that, I guess, that's the number one thing people need to do is contact their health insurer.
Absolutely. So, you know, it is a brand new year. And so the timing of this also is interesting because insurance plans are changing. And, you know, we have a full team at OSF that's committed to payer strategy. You know, so they're looking at and ensuring that we're contracted with the payers in the markets to support our communities. And so not only is it a new year, so individuals, regardless of even this situation, should be looking at their insurance policies and verifying which systems and providers are covered under their policy as they always update. But also when situations such as this occur, the payers will look at that market then and ensure that their beneficiaries have coverage within a certain radius. And so I would encourage individuals to look at that. Our team certainly is looking at that, and especially our direct access networks and those types of plans here in the area, to make sure that individuals still have access to care. So they're actively working on that as we speak. If individuals are having issues or concerns, they can contact us. We're happy to talk with them and to understand. And if there's an opportunity for us to reach out to ensure that we're able to cover individuals in our area, we will do that. So we just ask that they verify that, they take a look at it, and we certainly are hard at work as that as well.
Lisa DeKeesel, president of OSF St. Mary Medical Center, joining us here this morning. Well, let's talk about there are some people who had their GP or some other form of doctor that have either retired recently or been let go and are no longer working one form or another and looking for a new doctor. Talk about that process. Of course, number one, as we just mentioned, checking your insurance to see what it'll cover. What's number two? I say, okay, well, I will be covered through OSF. Now, what's kind of that process of finding a new doctor?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we really highly recommend that individuals go out and take a look. Obviously, you know, our website is a great source. You know, you can go out and you can search the type of provider you're looking for, the specialist. We're very blessed here to have a wide range of primary care, internal med, specialists available. In Galesburg, we have a lot of them that go over also and do hours in Monmouth. And we have a solid rural health clinic primary care team in Monmouth as well. And so, you know, there are options between the Galesburg and Monmouth communities to get established. Then reach out. Give us a call. Go on, take a look. You can also schedule appointments online as well. And so there's a lot of opportunities to get connected. But certainly if there's questions, if you need navigation, just give us a call. We're happy to help get you connected to the right providers and the right facility. We also are heavy at work this morning as we speak. We're going to stand up an actual a line, a phone line, that patients that are working on that transition and have questions about how to transfer care and records over will be able to call. So we'll be publishing that soon as well. We wanted to really stand up something specific for the situation so that individuals have a phone number that they know they can call, and we'll have somebody designated to that work.
You know, we are getting a lot of questions that we can't answer, and this is regarding Cottage patients and getting their records and those type of things from Cottage, which we don't know what to tell them. And I guess you can't speak to what's happening there, but talk about the process, like changing of a doctor from one facility to another, if somebody was leaving you to go to another facility or whatever the case may be, what that process would be like.
Sure. So what that process really entails, regardless of the situation, is really, you know, to call, to get established and make that appointment. We assist with that. So when you come into your first appointment, we can assist with that medical records request and submit that and send that over. I can't speak to the internal processes for Cottage and how they're managing those requests, but we certainly will do everything we can to assist. But we can assist with ensuring that paperwork gets completed and it gets submitted over to request those records.
Lisa DeKeesel, president of OSF St. Mary Medical Center, joining us here this morning. There seems to be so many questions, obviously, and you understand where people are coming from with it. I'm guessing your phone lines have probably gotten overwhelmed as well as everything else at this
point.
Yeah,
that's very true. Yeah, as you can imagine, you know, and we anticipated that. You know, we've really been preparing for that, and you know, so we anticipated that and really have been putting strategies into place to be prepared for that. And we really want to be here for our community as a resource. So whether they elect to come over to OSF and be a part of our OSF family and cared for here locally in their community, or otherwise, we're here to support. You know, I ask that the community please just keep in mind, you know, we are in a pandemic. You know, we're seeing a lot of headlines and questions about can OSF handle it. The piece that I feel like has maybe not been perhaps, you know, as out there as it should be, is, you know, we're managing this. We're well prepared to manage it and have really absorbed much of the volume already. However, we are in the midst of a surge. We are truly at the peak of the current surge, and we hope it's the peak.
I know it sounds from a lot of doctors I've been listening to, we're pretty darn close.
We're pretty darn close, we think. And, you know, so we are currently, you know, in a surge. We ask for grace, you know, not just for OSF and not just for our community here, but nationwide, you know, to ask for some grace for the healthcare systems that are just truly managing extraordinary circumstances with this pandemic, and keeping that in mind, you know, when you think about the experiences you may or may not be having. The teams are working very hard. They're working diligently to care for their patients and to manage the load. But this surge is really significant, and I would say certainly has topped what we saw back in late fall, early winter of 2020. And so we just ask for grace and patience. You know, the teams are working hard and doing the very best they can.
Yeah. And again, as you said, this didn't take you by surprise. You guys have been working on this for a couple of years, saw what's coming just, you know, the last couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. Yes, probably happened more quickly than we thought. Let's dispel another rumor here. And I don't know if you want to speak to this or not, but, OSF will probably just take over that building. And it's like, that would not at all be cost effective for OSF. It would be, the renovations would be more than what it's worth. So that's not, I'm guessing that's something, not something that would happen, that OSF would take over the cottage building.
Yeah, you know, I mean, certainly, and that is a burning question. That's what everybody's question is. You know, they see individuals down at the building and wonder what's occurring and what's happening. And I get all of that. I mean, like I said, a community never wants to see a hospital shuttered. I mean, and as a healthcare worker and somebody who's grown up in this area and who's a rural girl at heart forever, you never want to see a hospital shuttered, and I understand that. We certainly have space needs. I won't underscore that as we continue to grow. I mean, we've grown and expanded and continue to really expand our services to meet the needs of our community. We do look at what are space opportunities and does it make sense. And so there's a strategic team that's looking at, you know, what components might we need? Maybe none. You know, does it make sense? And so there's a whole team that strategically looks at those opportunities, and we make those decisions. We'll keep that in mind as well. There's, you know, clinic space, there's hospital space, there's all those things. But yes, hospital buildings and one that needs extensive, you know, work and those types of things, does that make sense to take that on? There's a lot to consider when you think about the real estate component of this.
Well, my guess is more important than size, physical structure, is the fact that you have enough providers and staff to handle what you need to handle.
Exactly. You know, and we've worked really hard at St. Mary, you know, over the last, you know, few years. So when you think of all of the expansion and renovation that we've done there in preparation for this, you know, we've been preparing our facility to manage this. So, you know, a complete renovation of our second floor, and the entire second floor is our surgery department, and we did a full new renovation of that floor. The OB department expansion, when Cottage closed their OB department, you know, we were already renovating that, and we actually expanded that renovation to make it larger to care for and be able to manage the OB volume for the region, which has been very successful. We're adding the Life Flight hangar to our campus. So we'll have a Life Flight helicopter on campus 24/7 to serve the needs of our community. So we have timely response to those needs in our region. Holy Family in Monmouth, we're doing a 10,000 square foot renovation and a brand new ED to also help support capacity needs in this region. So that'll be done here in March, our new ED in Monmouth. And then currently we're adding 3 additional ICU beds at St. Mary Medical Center, so expanding ICU capacity to support our region. So, you know, the message there is, you know, we really have worked hard and diligently, and the investment has been quite large into ensuring all of the services that are needed for the region as we've prepared to become the sole community provider.
You know, I don't know if you need emergency chopper pilots. Tyler's not a pilot, but he once built a Lego chopper. Does that count?
Well, yeah, I got perfect score on video games.
That's excellent, so, Tyler.
There you go.
Maybe you could build us a model.
They call, I mean, Tom's more like Maverick. I'm Xbox.
There we go.
Lisa DeKeesel, president of OSF St. Mary Medical Center, joining us here this morning, answering lots of questions people have. And, yeah, you guys have been preparing for this whole thing. You knew it was coming at some point, didn't know exactly when. And that just like most of the employees at Cottage saw this coming, just didn't know exactly how or when. So you guys were ready for the whole thing. Is there anything else that we haven't touched on that we need to get out and questions you guys have been getting?
Yeah, you know, I think the other piece that I want to make sure that the community understands and is that, you know, OSF is also very highly invested in innovation. Not only do we have, you know, we've really worked hard to put our investments into people and facilities and resources here locally and directly to care for our community, but we also have the support of our ministry and all of their innovative, developments. And so we have a whole digital platform that just expands us even further. You know, so whether that's the ability to make appointments online, whether that's the ability to message your provider online, whether that's telesupport, you know, where we have subspecialists that can do telesupport. We just have a lot of layers of assistance from our ministry that is always there to support us. And so when you think about that, it just expands our capability even further. And those are all investments we've made just to ensure that we have all of the resources and support available to our communities.
You know, one of the great things as well is that all you guys do have multiple locations. You cover all of Central Illinois and then some, which is nice. So wherever you may happen to be, you're going to find an OSF facility. But, you know, when somebody makes a call for whatever reason, the most likely scenario is you're going to be talking to somebody at OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, or if not, it may be with somebody in Peoria. You're not talking with somebody in Charlotte, North Carolina, or L.A. or something like that.
Exactly. Yep. We at OSF are very committed, you know, to serving. And, you know, yes, it very likely is someone here locally. It could be somebody in Peoria. But the heart of the matter is OSF Healthcare is incredibly invested in this region and in supporting this region. It's important to all of us that we keep that support directly from OSF. And so we've worked really hard to do that. So you're absolutely correct. When you talk with someone, it is someone from OSF here in Central Illinois and most likely here locally.
And great group of providers here, but also that network of other providers if you need something. Maybe there is a service, something different that is more rare that maybe you would end up in Peoria, but still it's not like you're, again, going to wherever else, and you can still find it locally, I would still say.
Yeah, and you know, when you think about the way we're structured at OSF and really the work that that I was charged with when I joined OSF here locally in November of 2019 is to really build that whole structure of care. So when you think about, you know, we have our critical access level hospitals, which would be Holy Family and Monmouth, keeping those general medical acute patients there, the skilled beds, outpatient services, rural health clinic. And then you have St. Mary Medical Center, which we've really grown into a true intermediate hub to really provide that intermediate level of care, critical care level services, all of our specialist support that we have there on campus, our own employed hospitalist teams, ED teams, and specialists that are employed and local in Galesburg. And then we have our tertiary level centers in Peoria, and so that have all of our subspecialists and all of those things that we need. And it's only 45 minutes to maybe an hour away when you think about that. And with our helicopter, we can have people there in a matter of minutes. You know, we really have designed a structure here to support patients, you know, at the level of care that they need. And we've really focused hard at St. Mary. I will assure you, my primary focus and our primary focus has been to increase services to keep care local. I'm absolutely passionate about that, and so is our team, and I think we've done a great job of it. And so the structure's been well built. We need to push through this pandemic and peel that layer off of it. All of us are ready for that. I will tell you, across healthcare and nationwide, we're all ready. But you are correct. You know, and we also in Peoria now are building our comprehensive cancer center. So that's an exciting, when you really stop to think about cancer care at the level that will rival, you know, St. Louis and Mayo and Iowa City. You know, that's care that patients can now be receiving right here in Central Illinois, so they don't have to do that travel and they can be close to their loved ones, and it'll be done the OSF way, which is really exciting for patients in our rural communities. And I'm just thrilled about that.
Well, reminder once again, if you are feeling ill, whether you think you've got COVID or not, number one, contact your own provider. Don't run to the emergency room. If you're really, really incredibly, amazingly sick, still contact your provider first and see what they have to say. Don't just inundate the emergency room at OSF.
Yes, please. You know, at OSF and anywhere, you know, we just ask that we reserve those emergency room visits for true emergencies. And I'm speaking for healthcare, as a whole, to please do that. We want to be able to provide those emergent services for those patients who truly need it. And if we're inundated with patients just looking for testing or that could be served at the clinics or urgent care, it does cause bottlenecks. And, you know, it's really important, especially right now during this pandemic surge, that people seek the appropriate level of care. We care for you, and we will never turn anyone away, but it certainly will help to preserve those resources for those who are truly in an emergency or urgent situation.
Yeah, and just you got to be thinking about other people as well, not only the providers and how overwhelmed they may be, but if you're coming in with cold-like symptoms because you're scared because of the media, mm-hmm. you know, there's that person also coming in with a stroke or heart attack that needs immediate care, and you don't want to be taking their time.
Exactly. I couldn't have said it any better. Yes, that's absolutely true.
Lisa DeKeesel is the president of OSF St. Mary Medical Center and OSF Holy Family in Monmouth. Again, you said you're going to be having a phone number available to be answering a lot of questions. Yes. Where should people look for that? On your website? Or
yes, we will be getting that out onto our website, and we'll push it out via our Facebook page. That's
perfect.
Popular place.
Yeah.
So we will be getting that information out to the public. And for those that are really wanting that direct support, we understand that we need direct support more than ever right now for those that are trying to navigate through this and make that transition. So we will be publishing that and making that available.
Lisa DeKeesel, president of OSF St. Mary Medical Center. Did we cover it all, I hope? Because there's so much out there. I know there's some question we didn't answer for somebody. But again, you'll have a phone line that can answer that.
Yes, I'm sure there's something, perhaps, that we weren't able to cover. But I think we've done a good job of it this morning. And certainly, again, just reach out if you need us. We're here. We're here to care for you and care for the community.
Lisa, thank you so much. And thank you to all your providers and staff for everything they're going through and what they're doing for the community.
Thank you so much. That's so appreciated. Thank you.